Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian prince, that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. It's Get the F Out of Here Fridays, Follow Fridays, and yeah, we on a late start, but you already know what it is. It's Get the Fuck Out of Friday, so who cares? You know what I'm saying? We live in the building, and we thank all the people that's tuning in to check us tonight. You know, I always got my co-host, the one and only Future Guru, live in the building, repping the Jersey area, and you know I always have, you know what I'm saying, my boy Bugsy repping the one, the only Boston area. And, you know, we always holding it down live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Man, I want to thank the sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Team ENT. Make sure you follow Team ENT, OneTeamEntertainment.net. They're definitely holding us down. That's our new home, live in the Bronx area for Lush Radio Studios. We live in the building. So, you know what I'm saying? You can always check us streaming live. You know what I'm saying? My girl streaming live tomorrow. My girl Emma from E2K on the spot. She's going to be live in the building. Also, tonight we're going to have your man D-Real live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Independent artist doing his 1-2. He's going to be live in the building. He's actually walked the carpet on the 2008 BET Awards. Also an actor slash artist. He's going to be live in the building with us. Shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Yo, I'm going to tell you the hottest action flick that's going on this week is Expendables. I'm going to give y'all my ghetto review today. Oh, my God, my man Terry Crews was going in. They came out with the cannons. So we're going to talk about that in a few. We got some hot music. We got some new music. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you get really, really amped up. Because when we get into our Get the F Out of Here Friday segment, when you got to go in, you better go in or I'm going to hang up on you. All right? And also shout out to Elite Print. They definitely doing their thing. And shout out to everybody that's definitely rocking with Lush Radio Online. Don't forget, I'm flying out to ATL Sunday. And if you're in the ATL area, get at me, because I'm going to be in the building. I got my boy Bugsy live in the building. What up, Bugsy?
What's good, Lush? How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm feeling hype. You know what I'm saying? Slow start, but we here, man. You know what I'm saying? We here.
You sound like you're ready to go in.
Hey, yo, I'm ready to go in. I'm hype right now. I'm ready to roll. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Let's get the F out of here Fridays, man. Yeah, and I'm not afraid. Like my man Eminem said, man, I'm not afraid. You know what I'm saying? To go against the grain. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's always scared to go against the grain. This is a question I have, Bugsy, right? This is my question for the day. Why do people think that they can come up off of your come up? Don't they know that we had to work hard to get to where we at? Why are you trying to come up off my come up? That's the question today. Tell me why people do that, man. Call it at 347-826-7722 and tell me why people try to come up off your come up. How you feel about that, Buzzy?
Oh, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I didn't see it happen, man. A lot of people try to, you know, just come up off that come up. You know, you bring the proposition to them like, yo, this is, you know, what it is, what it about to be, so forth, so on, however you put it. And for the moment, you know, they like, yeah, they, you know, they there, and then they intend to fall off. And now I had the same drive at the beginning. But once you get it popping, at the end of the day, they looking at you, but like, homie, I was there. Like, you was there for a quick second, you dig me? And they still look for you to, you know, hold them down in that area. And at the end of the day, they feel like you they man. So you're supposed to do that for them, you know? That's they look for that easy route.
Wow, that's what's up, man. And that's the truth, man. How y'all feel about it? Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to have your man D-Real live in the building. Shout out to Team ENT. And shout out to my Coast to Coast DJs, because, you know, the Coast to Coast convention is going down, you know what I'm saying? So you guys definitely need to check in with that whole situation, because it's going down. This is going down this August 27th to the 29th. I'm still looking for some interns. If you don't go, then I'm going to grab somebody up, and we hope rolling down there. What's popping? You know what I'm saying? What's really going on? Who wants to go to Miami? Who wants to lay in the sand in the beach? Who wants to hobnob with DJ Khaled and a couple of other cats that's some high rollers out there? What's good? You trying to get down with the get down? Holla at your girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. Uh-huh. But, yeah, Guru. What it do, baby? What it do, Ski?
Lushy, I hear you going in with all that energy. I'm just happy to be here. I can't even top that right now. I just heard you're going to be looking for interns for the convention. And you, I know you all in the mix. You on the flyer. Lush Radio Online's on the flyer. Don't put on the flyer. It's on my Twitter. You might have to go back, but it's on my Twitter. Be on my Twitter tonight. Lush, what's up? Shout out to Emma E2K. Shout out to Team ENT One Studios. Shout out to Lush Girls International. You already know the business. You could Google me and find out the business right now. And if you want to be on Google and step your game up and get yourself involved in the search engine like we are, like Lush is, all you got to do is go to Google Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio. That'll even get you there. Lush Radio will get you there on Google. So, We do that SEO too. Y'all know SEO is search engine optimization. We got that on Smash right now.
Get technical with them, son.
I gotta get technical because that's the only way they're gonna understand me. That's the only way they're gonna understand me. What's up, Lush? I hear you. I know you holding it down. You sound real excited. I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. They loving it. They see it and they can't stop it. Because we ain't stopping, so how can they stop it? You know.
That's what it is. Shout out to Talisa D. You know what I'm saying? She's on Hot 97 Boston. You know what I'm saying? She got the show called The B Word. That's my girl. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. Shout out to DJ Ronan. Shout out to Matt Hopper. Shout out to all of us. Shout out to Hadonis, man. Shout out to people out there doing their one, too, man. We live in the building, man. All I can say that I'm really feeling Eminem's new song, I'm Not Afraid. Some of us need to stop being afraid, you know what I'm saying, and go against the woodwork, you know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to be different, man. All y'all copycats trying to be like somebody, trying to be a dick rider. Instead of you being that, be your own individual, be yourself, be a leader, stop being a follower, pimping, do your thing, stop name dropping, because there's a lot of name droppers out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like to speak louder than words, and real bosses don't talk too much, you heard? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them people doing they one too, man. We're going to go to this Eminem song, I'm Not Afraid, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. I got the Kings in the building with me. Let's go.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Everybody,
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now, some of you might still be in that place. Trying to get out. Just follow me.
I'll consider it. You can try and read my lyrics off of the paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. The world feeding teams is cashed up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans of us don't try to ask him why, how can he? From Infinite Town to the last relapsed album, he still. And whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His dick is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull it from the dirt. And fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But at your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was aired. Perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back, quick, clack, clap. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'll wait you up. Get back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking black cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons, these morphs. They're doing jumping jacks.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Just take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
Get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you, I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no singers and drop dead. No more peace blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You heard that right there, man. That's Eminem right there. I'm not afraid. You know, a lot of people don't need to be afraid, man. A lot of y'all, whether you're an artist, whether you're a business, sometimes they tell us to walk upon faith. You know what I'm saying? Walk on faith. Sometimes we don't know where we're going, but sometimes we got to take that chance because nobody else want to take that chance with us. So we got to take the chance on ourselves and walk on faith. Don't be afraid. Whether you're a drug addict, whether you're going through some situations, man, don't be scared of change. If you want change and you're tired of your situation, you're tired of what you're going through, and you just want to give up, don't give up. Dust yourself off and make a change and start the day. And that's that message to all of y'all people out there going through y'all struggles. Yeah, we know it's a recession. We know people's losing their jobs. But you know what? You can change your life because you are in charge of the direction your life goes. You know what I'm saying? So pick yourself up and don't be afraid. Let's Radio Online. We got to pay the bills, so you got to go to a commercial. You already know what it is.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you trying to drop your lyrics, man, get your mixing and mastering on, get your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
You know we got to pay bills, because if we don't pay bills, then, you know what I'm saying, we can't stay on. The lights can't be on. The water ain't going to be on, man. You know we got to eat, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Team Studios out there doing a 1-2. If you're looking for that studio session, and if you do, like, the special is, if you do, like, more than 4 hours, it gets knocked down to $25. So go ahead, man, and jump on that, man. Holler at Team Studios. It's where you need to be in the Bronx. Lush Radio. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building with the Kings, the one, the only, Future Guru 100, and my boy Bugsy. You know what I'm saying? If this switchboard would stop acting like it want to be stupid and I can let him on. But we're going to bring him on in a second, you know, once it start acting stupid. But like I said, we're going to have your boy D-Rail live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to check out my girl, Emma E2K, this Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's going down on the clock. She's going to have Triple Safe and your man Tariq from Team Studios live in the building, and it's going to be on and popping. So definitely, guys, you need to definitely stay tuned to that whole situation, because it's going down, down, down. You know, it's going down, down, down. So we live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, make sure you guys call in at 347-826-7722. Right now on the that you guys call into the show and definitely call in. Right now I'm trying to get this switchboard together. But definitely shout out to everybody that's doing their thing in the industry. I'm going to be right in ATL. Friday, well, not this Friday, this Sunday, I'll be flying out, and I'll be all the way out there till like maybe like Saturday or so. So if you're in the A-Town, make sure that you definitely call and hit me up, you know what I'm saying? You can call me on my personal number, 240-468-2571, 240-468-2571, and call and check for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be live in the building. And I'm definitely trying to see y'all, man. What's up with y'all guys, man? Check for me. I'll be live in the building. I'm about to have the switchboard back in a second. It's tripping. It's tripping. But we're going to have it back in a second. It's definitely tripping right now. Anybody that's a Leo, anybody that's celebrating their birthday in the month of July and August, that celebrated their birthday in the month of July of August, I want to say happy birthday to you guys. To all the Leos out there and the Virgos out there, you know what I'm saying, that's coming up. Shout out to y'all guys, because y'all definitely doing y'all thing. We all know Leos are the bossy bosses. Shout out to them. Stop being so bossy. Shout out to the Virgos, very passionate about the things that they do. You know what I'm saying? That's my cousin. Her birthday's coming up August the 28th, so shout out to her. She's a Virgo and everything, but she's not bossy. She's not bossy at all. So let me see if I can get this switchboard trying to act right. Can I get some act right from the switchboard? Dang it. The D-Rail should be calling in a few. Don't forget, check out the Facebook, www.facebook.com/CEO Lush Radio. And check out the fan page. Definitely join that. Also, don't forget to check out all the other pages we have. Like, I got my new Twitter page. You need to check that joint out, the CEO Lushy Lush.
Make sure you check that out. Make sure you follow Teen Studios. Make sure you follow my boy, Future Guru 100. Follow him. Also, make sure you check out our promo specials that we got going on. We're going to see if the switchboard want to act up. If it doesn't act up, we're going to go to some music real quick and see what's going on. Busta Rhymes, Cam'ron, when I, you know what I'm saying, stop the party.
I am Iron Man.
I said, wait, what we waiting for, Swift?
Stop the party.
The streets want it, nigga.
I don't want to hurt nobody,
go.
But.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remix. Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up.
Yeah.
Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up. I said, wait. Stop the party.
I
don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming through. Tell me how you want it, bro. Fuck a line, nigga. See, we skipping right in front of you. Check. Trust me, you don't really want it, dude. Open club security, you pull my niggas off of you. Why try stop it? See, we prime time coming through. Shut it down, disrespectful, bitch. That's what we love to do. Check the method, how I shred it. That ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel.
I said, wait. Stop the party.
See how we
I don't wanna hurt nobody.
We pull up to the club, fog hopping out, bouncing. Walking in the door, the DJ just made an announcement. King in the building, women screaming, shouting. Bring me bottles in a hand, standing on the couches. Me, I don't smoke, but my niggas blowing out. She's hiding here, she's sweating, see her nipples through her blouse. Hey, how can I not be the hottest shit? I'm killing party body shit. Hey, wait a minute, stop the
I
twist.
Said, wait.
Aw, oh, shucks, man.
Oh! When the last time you heard somebody say, "Ah, shucks, man"? Oh God, what we about to do here? Kill him, kill him. Where you at, Playboy?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody. But...
I'm a cyclone whore, drive stones, y'all. Want FaceTime and the iPhone 4 or be patient. More beat waiting. King James the game, number one free agent. I've been winning, you've been losing. Dipset back, got the UN moving, moving. Chips free though, ladies, folks. Yes sir, I'm the East Coast.
I said, wait.
Hey, yo, girls, where you at, nigga?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Yo, I know a couple real killers that's Catholic.
Uh-huh.
White boys who speak black, cleaning they ratchet and they bloodline is Cyrus. I'm the only Muslim in the pool. They know I put that work in like a pirate. Jill just slapped the ox in the green jello. Carving your face is like the sound of a sweet demo. Swiss knives intimidate Roscoe. Blood dripping over my Chris Knight. The streets are text.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio on.
Man, I gotta say, get the fuck out of here to this motherfucker, this switchboard. Now this shit wanna act like it wanna work a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, we back in the building with the Kings, you know what I'm saying? I got Future Guru live in the building. I got my man Bugsy live from the Boston area, and I think I got my man D-Rail live in the building. Our special guest was Goody, 646.
What it do, Lush, I got a crush, you heard?
Oh, wow, gotta give him applause for that.
Gotta give him some applause, man. Shout out to D-Rail in the building.
Crowd goes wild, bro.
I'm here.
Crowd goes wild all the time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My apologies that we on some late start, man, but you know what I'm saying? It's always a pleasure to have you live in the building, my G. So, before we get into it, you got any shout outs or anything before we get into the interview, babe?
I mean, definitely. You know, I wanna thank all the supporters, to be honest with you. Like, I never really got a chance to just go live and just thank all of the Devontae's from Jodeci, the Kid Capri's, the D. Angeletti's, Mario Wayans, like, the list goes on, you know what I mean? The Dungeon family, Outkast, the whole Atlanta family, like, these are people that definitely showed me a lot of love, you know what I mean, on one of my albums. So, you know, I just wanted to get that up and across, you dig?
That's what it is, man. I got my co-host
tonight, you know, Future Guru 100 representing the Irvington, New Jersey area. And I got my boy, Bugsy, representing the Boston area, live in the building right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, what it do, family. I might have right towards that good Twitter, too, you dig?
Yeah, that's
Twitter on this side.
We on it, man. Just let us know what you need, man. We gonna support you, man. What we do is we look out for our people that come to the show and support us, man. We show them everlasting love, man. That's how we do
it. I appreciate that. That's 100. I appreciate that for real. Support is definitely needed, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, that's what it is, man. And shout out to my man Music Jones. He said he up in the mountains somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Doing his thing.
We got the mountains listening too, that's what it is.
The Mountaineers.
Yeah.
He's the manager for Archie Eversole. You remember the song We Ready? That's my homeboy. He was trying to call him, but he said he up in the mountains. Reception's kinda crazy over there. And shout out to Talisha D from Hot 97 Boston. But, yeah, man, I mean, you doing your thing, man. And I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all Twitter game ain't up to par, I don't even know if you should even be talking to my man D-Real. Because my man D-Real got like 5,000, like close to 5,000, 6,000 people following him already. He's like, he was on the red carpet in 2008 or the BET Awards. Like,
yeah.
Your man is an actor also, man. Like, your
yeah,
man is
yeah.
not no play. Like, it's serious out there. It's no play with your man.
I don't mean to brag, but you know, go ahead, keep going. and on that note, I wanted to say, you know, JD, man, shout out to JD too for that opportunity. You feel me? Like, I really don't like to forget nobody, but at the end of the day, the resume is, you know, is in deck.
Okay.
That's what it is. So D-Real, man, what inspires you to get into this whole music, you know, this chaotic, corrupted, insane music industry?
Right. You know what's so funny? Like, I really didn't even know it was this much drama, to be honest with you, until I started getting my feet wet, you dig? Like, I think it was one of them dreams, you know, you sitting back watching TV at a young age and you seeing the videos and the glamorous life, and I think it was just one of them things, man. The talent was there throughout the high schools and junior high schools. I was at performing arts school at that, so it was always surrounded by me. You know, I started off doing the acting, the Sega commercials and all that, and pretty much that just kind of opened the door for the music for me, you know?
That's what it is. AD, man, I think you mad, like, close to the phone, man. You got back away, man. You know what I'm saying? I think you mad close to the phone.
How that sound now?
Yo, you sound perfect. You sound crystal clear, my G.
Stop it. Lush, I got a crush. Never round up close. Stop it. On a serious note, man, I appreciate this call and everything, man. The opportunity is crazy. Like, you know, we all need, you know, support to get that success going. You feel me?
That's the truth. Definitely the truth. Hold on 1 second. We got a caller from the 917. 917, what's good? We live in the building with my G, D-Rilla, you know, actor/artist, live in the building. What's up, 917?
Yes, yes.
The 917, it's your girl, Talisha D.
What's up, Talisha D? What's
How
up?
How you doing?
917 for Boston, beautiful self. What's up?
Good. I'm just calling in, showing love to y'all, listening, hearing what's going down, sitting on the stoop, drinking some Ciroc in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You have started my night. Ciroc Coco is on his way.
Nah, I'm on that berry sitting here. Berry
yeah,
in Brooklyn.
That red berry, man, that's what we was on when we came and we seen Talisha, GJJ Ronan, and my man Papa, man. You see the picture. She was looking hot over there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl.
Wow.
That's what it is. Talisha, man, stay on the line with us, man, because I want you to go ahead and, you know, go on and ask a couple questions, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you even it out, because, you know, you a hot lady, I'm a hot lady. Let's go.
Okay.
And the two hot ladies can talk to this hot boy.
What up, hot boy?
What's up, baby?
Nothing, chilling.
That's what it is, man. My girl live in the building. We got Bugsy and Google live in the building. So, you know, on the other note, you know what I'm saying, what do you feel, you know, is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the music industry, D-Rail?
Honestly, not to, you know, punch nobody in the back of the head, I think the people is the hardest people to deal with, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, you know, in this game, you got to understand one thing. To a certain degree, everybody looking out for themselves. You know what I mean? Especially, I mean, if you're in the same field. If you're an artist, another artist will look out so much. You know what I mean? So, like, and I understand that point of it. Like, you got to get to where you need to be to help somebody else. But then you got a lot of people that portray a certain image and try to sell you a dream. Like, me as an example, like, I've been through it all. I had about four to five record deals. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just didn't work out. But unfortunately, the last deal that I had is with, you know, allowed me to meet the great people that I've worked with, you know, like the names I mentioned, you know, I gave my little shout out and all that. So it kind of lined me up and gave me a nice position. But I just feel everybody, you know, to a certain degree, just knows a shaky business. And if that paperwork ain't on Becky, it's over.
That's the truth.
You feel me? Bottom line.
And we always talk about having your business together on Less Radio Online, because we've seen so many artists go through, you know, so many trials and tribulations with deals and getting ripped off in different situations, you know. And that's, at the end of the day, we need to learn the business, because we know that majority of it is 90% business and the rest of it is your talent, you know, and your grind.
That's right.
So, I mean, and us, we need to come together and definitely get our business together. And I'm gonna go ahead and throw it over to my girl Talisa, and then we're gonna go to the guys to ask you a couple of questions. Talisa, you got a question for D-Rail?
No, I don't have a question. As far as I just want to chime in on what he was saying about people, you know, looking out for, you know, in this industry. Like, it definitely is. You'll find, like, a few genuine people that actually look out. But if they're on your, if y'all in the same playground playing, that's the only, that's as much as they're willing to do, especially if y'all in the same field. Like, I definitely feel and agree with that. Like, for sure.
It's like playing a game. You play the game, you play to win at the end of the day. You feel me, baby?
Yeah, nobody, even, I mean, unless y'all on the same team, that's it. That's the only way you're playing for all y'all to win together. But, you know, everybody in this industry has a mentality that we're playing against each other, so nobody is trying to help, because everybody want to be individual winners.
It's funny she said that, because, I mean, to be very honest with you, sometimes you got the team players that just won't pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because they want to be the
players just won't
pass
the
team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Definitely.
Ghoul.
So,
since you threw that topic out there, Ghoul and Bugsy, how y'all feel about that?
Go ahead, Bugs.
Bugs, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, can you repeat that question one more again? I had to join on mute. I had to take it off.
Oh, he was basically talking about, you know, sometimes, you know, when it comes to, you know, helping people out in the industry, unless you guys are kind of like on the same team, people aren't trying to pass that ball to you when it comes to the industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with him on that. I mean, not to name no names, but there's been a lot of few people who got strong teams and have, like, so many artists, but yet and still, they're the only one dropping about 8-9 albums, you know what I mean? And everybody else is pushing albums back, only got, like, 1 or 2 out.
Agreed, exactly.
And it's ridiculous, man, you know what I mean? And everybody know who them people are, man, at the end of the day, man. It's just real fucked up.
Hey, how you feel about that, Ghoul?
Yeah, my thing is, like, what we call them ball hogs, man, you know? you call them a ball hog because that's exactly what they do. They ball hog. So right now, at this point, you gotta go ahead and establish yourself. Like, no matter how strong of a team you got, you still gonna have to establish yourself at the end of the day. You still gotta show everybody on that team that you are the main reason why people should rock with you. Because who better to sell yourself than yourself? Because at the end of the day, there's nobody going to swing the bat for you. There's nobody that's gonna swing the bat for you. And when you realize that you can still help somebody in the process, I mean, that was my philosophy coming in this game. Of course, I'm going to swing the bat. I'm going to swing the bat. I brought bats with me. I didn't bring one bat. I brought a bunch of bats. So, of course, I mean, this is what it is. I'm going to swing bats, And plus, I'm going to help somebody along the way. That's my take on it. But everybody don't get down like that. Everybody think you're going to get in their lane. Everything you're going to, they think they're going to hit, either get in front of you or they can't go around you. That's the reason why people hold each other back. I mean, it's subliminal, it's psychological, it's a lot of things tied into it. I ain't going to get that deep, but ain't nobody going to do you like you, yo. I mean, you know, that's basically what it is. I thank God for my team, though. My team on the same page.
Let's
my team on the same page. Let's Ready Online on the same page. Sorry about that.
That's what it is.
Sorry we closing I'm sorry we closing the book on you, Lane. We closing the book on
you. Well, put it out there, brother. Put it out there, man. For real, man. Like, it's sad, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's reality, man. And even on that topic, Lush, that, like, Lush was on, it's 90% who you know. You know, because honestly, if you see a DJ can't look you in your eyes and tell him every record he's playing is fire to him.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? You got to turn non-believers into believers. That's just how I see it. You know what I mean? Like, all that, you know, it got to be a hot record, make it a hot record.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Make it a hot record. You know what I mean? You got
money
to sell
makes
yourself.
It a hot record.
You got to sell yourself. I always like to touch grounds on Baby and them, the Cash Money thing. You know, like, it might be a lot of people that might not think he got it like that as far as lyrically, but he sold himself. You know what I mean? And that's not in a bad way. He made everybody believers. He was the flashy dude. He had it already. When he stepped to them labels, they had no choice but to hit him with that bread.
Exactly.
He had
to
sell it. It's also a picture that needs to be painted. You know what I mean? Bottom line, you got to make people believers. When I jump out on you, I'm going to sell myself. You know what I mean? I'm going to make you understand I am that dude. Bottom line.
And be real, since you talked about that, we about to play a joint from you right now. This joint is called One Night.
Yeah. Hey, Lush, listen closely, Lush. Listen to that One Night.
This is definitely one for the ladies. Well, I'm gonna let D-Real introduce this one for the people, and I want you guys. This is one of the hot and nice for tonight. I want to know your feedback. I want to know what market you think that this song should go in, and how you feel about it and everything. I want your honest opinions. We're live on Lush Radio Online. It's called One Night by D-Real. D-Real, go ahead and introduce this right now.
Yeah, check this out. This is that good single titled One Night from your boy D-Real. Ladies, pay attention. Fellas, take notes. You dig?
Oh, let's get these fireworks off.
All I need is one night. I only got one night, and I'm ready, baby. Hope you ain't looking for love. I'm committed, lady. But I still deliver. Call me Mr. UPS.
Deliver.
Or I can play a doctor, baby girl, and he is stressed. I'm in the getting money. I'm steady doing tours. I love to read the ladies' mouth, saying the pen is yours.
Ooh.
And I do anything to put these ladies in the mood. Love my swag, love my smile,
love
my tattoos. That's why I love the woman that I appreciate. I am a busy man, no, I ain't meant to date. So you can take it for what it is
and let's go.
Yeah. Or you can start with that Becky girl and watch it grow. Every show, I see them winking eyes at me. She said she loves it from the back, screaming, get it, daddy. And I don't mean the Bronx. And I promise to take it easy. No need for marks. All the luxuries here, so baby, keep control. Ain't nothing new to side, dude, it's just the way I roll. Yes, I like what I see. I know you feel the same. I think it's more my popularity and all the fame. And every time I pull up, I drive them insane. And I ain't flattered, I'm a G, they supposed to know my name. Now listen, I know that line came was kinda cocky. I'm the shit, all I do is suck the paparazzi. I work hard, text hard, then it's back to business. I see you catching the attitudes, but listen, girl, I'm finished. I told you what it was from the start. And now you're acting like the boy here done broke your heart. Now baby, I ain't in there hurt your feelings. One night with me was like a lotto, girl. Mega Million.
And all I really have is one night.
Yeah, that's one night right there. You know what I'm saying? From your boy, the one, the only, D-Rail. You know what I'm saying? I want to know your actual feedback on that song. How you feel about it? Did you like it? Did you love it? How you feel about it? Call in at 347-826-7722. D-Rail, live in the building. That's one night. Tell me whatever you think that song could be pushed at.
I'm very honest. I know the answer to that question already, baby. Honestly.
Hold on, D-Rail. It's for the audience to get their feedback, D-Rail. They got to get their feedback, D-Rail. Okay? We got my man from Boston live in the building. Bugsy, how do you feel about that song, my G? Hey, Boston, you live in the building? What you doing over there, Bugsy? Did you hear the song?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
I rock with it. I give it the hot, man. I could definitely see it getting some, you know, heavy spin play, you know what I mean, going in the air. As far as the category to put it, I mean, you can definitely push it on the R&B side if you really want to at the end of the day, to be honest with it.
Love is love, Bugs. Love is love, my G, real talk.
Oh, you already know.
That's what it is. Guru, how you feel about that, my G?
That's a definite banger for the radio right there, man. I can see people singing that down the highway if they on the move, moving out down south or something like that. That's a joint that could go. That's a go. I'm gonna give that a go right there. I'm gonna definitely stand that hot right there.
Appreciate it. Lush, can I say one thing, Lush?
Hold up. We got another caller from the block number. Caller from the block number. Are you there with us? Caller from the block number. I see you live on the air. Okay, on to the next one. Okay, D-Rail, go ahead and say what you had to say, baby.
I just wanted to say real fast, man. Like, at the end of the day, a lot of dudes are scared to touch songs like that. You feel me? This is the industry. That's music. To me, in my opinion, that's music. It ain't always about busting that head wide open and all that. You know what I mean? That's music. I just want to leave it on that note. You feel me?
That's what it is. One night, I definitely like the song, man. It definitely can get you in that mode. You got that little special shorty. You know what I'm saying? You might need to be one hit wonder, you know what I'm saying, with her. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you might want
right,
to get that one night stand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That one night.
That joint
is definitely a banger, you know what I'm saying? I can see it in a couple little spots, man. It's definitely a banger. I like that joint right there. So I give it a hot myself, you know. I definitely give it a hot myself, you know, my G. So, yeah. So, and if you guys want to call in at 347-826-7722, we live in the building with your man, D-Rail. D-Rail, man, we got another song for you, too, live in the building. I think I got a song called Splash in here.
Oh, yeah.
I got,
I got to see. Let me just make sure. Okay, yeah, here we got another song from D-Rail off the Hot or Not, Lush Radio Hot or Not session. It's called Splash. Now, I want to know, people, how you feel about it. Hey, call in at 347-826-7722. It's called Splash. Splash kind of sounded kind of freaky. Sounds like somebody is, it sounds like some moisture is down there. Is that the moisture?
The continuation of one night.
The moisture is the continuation. So after the one night, there's still some splash going on.
Yeah.
I was taking a bath. And the coochie.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I call that splash record. That's like, that's that lap dance music. You dig? Like, that's lap, that's for them strip clubs and all that.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So we're going to go into this song called Splash. And I want to get your feedback. 347-826-7722. Hot or Not Fridays. Get the fuck out of here, Fridays. We live in the building. Your girl, Lushy Lush, get your splash on.
I need every sexy young lady to report to the dance floor, to the stage, in the sexiest outfit. I'm going to tell you this. The spotlight's on you.
You used to them phones, baby. You used to them tail boots. You used to let them down. Let's dance this old wood. Splash. Take this money. Splash. Take this money. Splash. Take this money. Splash. Take this money. Black and yellow Ferrari. I call that thing my bumblebee. Two bitches on my side. Call that three something it. When I'm in the club, I'm trying to get them all. Popping bottle after bottle. VIP, they spinning my song. I show you what this money like. Checking that thing, got big full of drinks. Construct that bottle and all this fight. Get it, girl. You heard it from your boy. I'm the real thing. Ain't no need for that toy. You can twerk that. Drop it low. Make it clap. Let it show. You can do it fast. You can do it slow. Teasing me, girl. Up and down, down. Bring your girl. My stamina is thick. You heard the song, I told you so, door sale. I'm used to them phones, baby, used to them sale goods. She shrinks, let her zone, let's dance this old wood.
Peace. This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
You heard what it is. Shout out to my boy, Special Ed, my big brother. I just talked to him earlier because I was sitting at the movie, and I heard them play a song in the middle of the credits, man. That's crazy. That's where it's at. But shout out to him. He's doing his thing. Hopefully I see him in ATL, my brother. Shout out to him. Shout out to DJ Red Alert for doing the drop for Lush Radio. You already know what it is. That one right there was Splash. That's the aftermath of One Night from your man D-Rail. I want to know what you feel about it. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. And we live with your man, T-Rail. Guru, what you think about that, man?
Yeah, I see he going in with that hook. So, I mean, you know, that hook had to... I mean, you know, hey, he getting ready for radio. I don't know what y'all thinking about, but the boy getting ready for radio. I can't be mad at that. That's where the money at. That's how you got to do it. Attack the boys, man. Crash them boys, man. Go ahead and crash them boys. Do what you need to do. And take us with you.
You
wow.
Already know, that's all day.
Yeah,
all day.
Love is love, you, man. That's what I got to say.
And I'm saying that live. I'm saying that live. Family is in the building. Let's make it do what it do.
Bugsy, how you feel about that?
Yo, I agree with Guru on that, you know what I mean? But I also want to tell him, man, that beat was definitely hard body, man, you know what I mean? I rocked with it, man, you know what I mean? I was over here zoning out to it, you know what I mean? The track's definitely hot.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Picture that thing in front of you doing it with, you know what I mean? Can't think of so much.
I need a couple of girls in front of me right now. I want to shake you to that. I mean, just shake it.
Hold up.
I'm gonna hit play and watch them shake it. I need at least two girls.
At least two girls.
So I gotta say, nah, she dancing better than you. Don't let her outdance you, cause that's how I do. Don't let her outdance you. I'm gonna tell them now. Don't let her outdance you. I'm watching both of y'all. Yeah. I'm a real nigga.
Splash.
Take both.
Splash. Hey, Lush, you know what, baby? It's one of those, I figure, like, you know, if you balling, you balling. If you're not, I'm going to let you know now. So warn and do not step close to that stage when that song is on, because when you screaming, take this money, you know you got to splash them females, you dig? So all you young ladies do that dancing and all that, you know what I mean? Show me some love, man. I want it for your heart at the same time.
That's one of them go-go club go-getters. A go-go club go-getter.
Yeah. And I'm kind of helping the young ladies out with that take this money. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
You can't that stage and don't throw
one
no money.
Wow. Dang, I just had some visions and stuff. I had a throwback of my birthday when I was over there at Jersey Girls with my girl. Shout out to my first lady, L, and DJ Envy for shouting me out. You know what I'm saying there, man? Because I had this real soft joint. And she was, I made a splash on her. She's screaming.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. And I was with you all that weekend, too, up until. I was with you all weekend up at the Jersey Girls. I missed that part.
Yo, man, they were soft out there in Jersey Girls, man. Them chicks right there, I don't know what they put butter on their body, but they made you just want to splash on them.
Wow, shout out to Jersey Girls.
Shout out to Jersey Girls, man.
Shout out to First Lady Elle, man.
Jersey Girls. Might have
shout
a location from you tonight.
Shout out to sofas out there in Harlem, man. They be having some bad joints in there. But see, they don't, you know what I'm saying, they go-go dancers and stuff. But I be wondering if they Spanish or black, because I be wondering, because them things be looking real splashy.
Definitely have to shout out my borough. It's crazy out here tonight. You know what I mean? Still going out, too. You know, Rucker's popping right now, 155th and 8th, y'all. You heard?
That's what it is. Word. That's what it is. And D-Real, you originally from Harlem?
Yeah, I'm originally definitely Harlem all my life. You know, family down in the A and all that. I did the whole running around, scraping the knees up in that good dirt.
That's what it is.
I mean, came up to the city and just stuck here. You heard?
That's
yeah.
what it is. So what do you feel the difference is between, because, you know, people always have this debate with, you know, because, you know, you just had the situation, you had the situation not too long ago with Jay Electronica, you know, talking about, you know, New Yorkers, you know, trying to take the swag of the South or this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, music is music. How do you feel the difference between the different movements between the South and New York and how they up north, how they move?
I think the difference is, I think when it comes to the South, and this is just my opinion, and I'm from New York, I think the South as a whole, they show love, hands down. New York,
mm-hmm.
we show love to a certain degree. You dig what I'm saying? When I say a certain degree, it's like we want to outshine each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those, it's so competitive up here, and not trying to be funny, at one point New York was known as, this is where it's at. Like, you know, everybody was trying to, yo, that New York is crazy. But, I mean, I seen a big U-turn, you know what I mean? And I think the South is not afraid to make music. You know what I mean? They're not afraid to go clubbing and be the hardest nigga in the club. You know what I mean? He ain't afraid to two-step. You feel me? Like, New York, you know, you want to get in the club. You know what I mean? Instead of looking at the females, you grilling a dude on the corner and all that. Like, I mean, it's a lot of nonsense. You know what I mean? A lot of nonsense, man. I think everybody needs to just grow up, man, make that good music.
I don't even see New York dudes dancing with chicks no more, yo. Back in the dudes used to go on the club, dudes want to crowd all and act all hard and stuff. Like, you made rap, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And I'm, like I said, I'm New York blooded, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's in my blood to the day I die. But it's like, real recognize real, man. You go down South, and I, like I said, I've traveled. And everybody that's shown me love been the South dudes. You know what I mean? Like, my music, I had a couple people saying it sounds Southern, it sounds that. You know, but you know what? I attack everything different. You know what I mean? If you give me a beat, I'm not going to say, oh, well, I'm going to put a New York sound on this. I'm going to put a Southern sound on this. Nah, it's how I'm feeling for that moment. You know what I mean? So I feel like this, whatever you're doing as an artist, if it works for you, make it do what it do, man. Don't let nobody tell you different. That's how I see it.
That's real talk right there. And the question of the day, people, is, my question for the day is, why do people feel like they need to come up off of your come up? Do they know how hard you work for your come up? Why do people want to come up off your come up? Man, let's talk about it. We're going to come back with D-Real. We're going to go to a quick commercial. And y'all know if you're a Coast to Coast DJ, you need to be here. And you know I'm a media sponsor for the Coast to Coast DJ Convention. So, you know, I got to pay the bills.
Coast to Coast Convention 2010. Bridging the gap between the streets and the new music industry for independent artists and producers.
Y'all know what it is, man. So don't forget, August 27th to the 29th is going down. I don't know, man. I'm wondering if I might have to make D-Rail my intern. He might have to go down for me, man. He might have to go down to Florida. Everybody wants to expect me to be down there. I got to see, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess he was popping. You know what I'm saying? But stop to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. They just solidified. They're going to have DJ Khaled live in the building. They're going to have Tony Neal, you know, founder of the Core DJs. They're going to have VP of Hot 97. They're going to have a whole bunch of people live in the building, man. So you need to be down there. And I'm saying, you want to bask in the sun? You want to show off your tattoos, show off your six-pack, your eight-pack, or show off your flab? You know what I'm saying? You need to be down there in Florida. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? You need to be down there. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, on Lush Radio Online. Yeah. But anyway, we down in the building with D-Rail. And you know what I'm saying? We are definitely broadcasting all over the 50 states and overseas. So don't be scared to download the show. If you don't hear it today, then you can download it. And we will be having an application soon for Lush Radio Online, so don't worry about it. Shout out to Team Studios right now. We're broadcasting live this Saturday. You're going to see us there broadcasting, streaming live with my girl Emma E2K live in the building. She's going to have your boy Tariq, and she's going to have Triple Sace live in the building on the show. And right now we got your boy D-Rail. D-Rail, man, tell us some of the new stuff that's going on with you, man. The new stuff that people need to check out. Give them your Twitter and all that stuff, that contact info, fam.
Definitely. Right now you can hit me on that Twitter. Hit me at twitter.com/millionairerail. Hit me on that MySpace too. That MySpace is www.myspace.rdakamia. And pretty much that's the, I don't do the Facebook and all that. That's the two social sites that I got right now, the MySpace and the Twitter. I try to stay on deck with that, you know what I mean? And before I even get real deep in, shout out to my man Tyreek, you know what I mean? Team, the team is in the building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the team and all that. Shout out to my man Rich, my man Eddie L. You know, I don't like to leave people out and all that, but when you're in that good zone, you know, a lot of things slip that mind, you feel me?
Yeah.
Shout out to them, shout out to Ed, shout out to Chill, shout out to Alex, shout out to the whole team entertainment, you know what I'm saying? That team won. Shout out to them. This is the question, right? This is my question for the day. Why do people want to come up on your come up? Well, somebody talk to me now. Well, D-Real, can you touch on that, brother?
Honestly, I don't even have a paragraph for that one. I'm basically getting right to the point. It's just people have, yo, Lush, no, really, really, I know it's crazy, but people have no direction. And when I say that, it's one of those, how you see somebody with a pair of sneakers, now you like those sneakers. Like, it's just a copycat and thing. It's like, you got to be creative in this game. You can't go off what everybody say. If you got a room full of five and three say you hot and two say you not, so be it. Walk away if it's vice versa, you know what I mean? But the whole thing on that is keep pushing, man. You know, do what you do. You know what I mean? Do what you do, man. You got to have direction. If you ain't got no direction, you can't be a leader.
Well, Brother D-Rail, just went in.
Yeah.
I want to know what your people thinking about today, so call in. 347-826-7722 and tell us what you do. Well, why do people want to come up on your come up? That's the question. Guru, go ahead and go in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I tell you, you know, it's a funny thing that topic is up for discussion. And I'm going to tell you like this. It's a lot of that going on, but for the most part, come on, I mean, it's a focus factor here. I know that it's going on. In other words, I think it's a lot of people that copycat me. But you know what? I take it the way of they'll never outdo me because I'm going to always push. I was already here, and I'm going to push so much harder that it's going to be impossible for them to actually do what I do. But people will grab onto you and follow you for the wrong reasons. So that's the kind of people you got to watch out for. Now, you got some people that will follow you for the right reason, but you got some people that's following you for the wrong reason. That's why people block their Twitter. That's why people block their updates, because they
right.
don't even want people to get it in and see what they're doing. Me, go ahead and fucking follow me and tweet my shit and do what you do and watch what I do. Maybe one day down the line, you'll be like, yo, I got to give some respect to this nigga Guru, because, you know, he did show me the way. Like, okay. But that's as far as it goes. I already see you copycats. So, you know what I'm saying? I just leave it alone. And then, you know what? Not for nothing, sometimes it's just like, hey, if you might have that person that come up and do it, but if they end up showing some gratitude, then you know what? It might make it all worthwhile. But then at the end of the day, they might not. So that's how you got to look at it. Like, stay on point. Be on your P's and Q's out here. Look, they say keep your friends closer and your enemies closer. You know, if you ain't with me, you against me. Like, you know.
That's definitely the truth.
That's basically how I feel on it. I mean, I don't even hate when it gets to that point, because I might as well be a crab in the barrel too. I'm just going to be like, yo, do your thing. Just stay out my way. Stay out my lane, because I'm going a little bit faster than you. And my team is
I'm gone.
My team is right behind me. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it, man. Pedal to the metal.
How you feel about that, Bugsy? Why do people try to come up on your come up, Devin?
Yeah, I mean, Guru took it over, man. You already know you were our buddy on that one. He went ham. You already know, but. I mean,
he sounded like he was following that in for years, yo.
He had to get that out.
I had to get that out, man.
But yeah, I mean, it happens everywhere, man. Like I said earlier, man, some cats feel like they, since they've been down with you for so long, they deserve that, like that, like that's already supposed to be given to them. But then again, you know, a lot of cats, is, you know, they ain't got the, like you said, they ain't got the direction. But at the end of the day, it's also direction. But sometimes they ain't got that ambition. I mean, they might have it for a hot second, and they lose it. So that drive only lasts for so long. So they only gonna go.
Uh-huh.
Definitely, that's the truth. All I'm saying is, you know, you trying to come up on my come up. Like, you see me doing a radio show, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the only one doing it. I don't knock what you do, my G. You know what I'm saying? But don't try to come and, you know, rub-a-dub-dub with me because you try to get a come up and you want some, you know, you dropping names and you saying you this, that, and third. And you trying, you know what I'm saying? You saying this, that, and third. And I ain't heard from you in, like, how many years, my G? Come
wow.
on, man. Like, come on. You trying to come up on my come up, son? I ain't talked to you in, like, how long? And when I ask you to do something, you try to act funny style, and now you going to try to come up on my come up? All I got to say to you is, get the fuck out of here Friday. Get the fuck out of here. You're not coming up on my come up. Work hard like I work hard to get what I need to get. So, you know what I'm saying? Blood, sweat, and tears. And if you want to beat, you know what I'm saying, going through the hardships I went through, then pay me to be your consultant, my G, because that's how it's time to pay up. Holla.
Word up.
Yeah.
My consulting fee is going to be out the roof. I ain't even start running that. I'm a consultant yet because I'm going in. I'm going to raise the rates on all you niggas, so you better pay attention as soon as I say I'm consulting, I'm going to throw out some four-digit and five-digit numbers on your ass. I ain't get there yet. I'm just going to bubble. I'm going to bubble right now. Keep grinding. You know, I ain't shining. Trust me. I'm struggling. I ain't even putting it out there like that. I'm grinding. Y'all see me grinding.
Calm down. Somebody throw the James Brown jacket, the cape over there or something. Whoa.
I know, baby. Going in.
Be real, man. Tell us what the new stuff that's going on with you and things we need to look for and some of the producers you working with right now.
Right now, the album is pretty much done, to be honest with you. Those two joints so far that you played is definitely going to be on the album. I'm going to title the album Now or Never, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people know I've been doing this for so long, and sometimes they still hit me in the streets and all. Like, yo, Red, what's good? What it is? You know what I mean? What you doing right now? So I got to keep them up to date and let them know it's here. It's going to be packaged up real nice. That one night will be on there, Lush, you dig?
That's what it is.
It's just pretty much the album. The album right now, I'm just focusing on putting the album together, you know, trying to get some shows going and try to hit the Atlanta market up and all that and go out here and touch some of my peoples. That's pretty much it. That's all I'm doing right now, though.
That's what it is, man. Hey, we all need to just go ahead and just jump in D-Rail car and roll out there.
That's it, huh?
You just go ahead and jump in this car and just all roll out there, you know what I'm saying?
That good roll.
Coast to Coast DJ's convention, man. You need to be locked and loaded and get ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Lock and load. Because, you know, if I'm not there, somebody going to be there representing Lush Radio Online. We going to be there. I might not be there, but somebody will be there because we got people in all reaches of the world. You know what I'm saying? We are all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody doing their thing. D-Rail, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Talk to me.
I got a good exclusive freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Off the break, off the dome zone, like we used to do back in the phone, back in the day, on a fake microphone.
Back in the what?
Back in the day when we used to do it on a fake microphone. Go ahead, son. Let's get it in. I don't know who got the chick talking in the background, but you need to calm her down. Or they got to get out of town. Lush Radio Online is back around. Let's go. D-Rail, where you at, man? I know you ain't get ghosts on me, son. Are you there? Did my man get ghosts on? Hey, yo, where my man D at? D-Rail, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, man. Lazy. Maybe he got fell into a bad reception area. He gonna come right back.
Bad reception or something, man.
Yeah, he having too much fun. He ain't disappeared like that.
He ain't disappear on me like that, because I will chase. I know how to chase people, son. I used to be on this wild team. I used to run track, son. I will chase you over the phone, son. What up? How that? Let's radio. Let's go. What's going on with the switchboard? D, where you at? All right. Until D comes back on the phone with us. He got another song. I think it's called I Told You So, and that's still featuring Eddie L. Ness, also live from Teen Studio. Shout out to him. We got it in the Arsenal, so I'm gonna play that joint. And D. Will should be back in a second with us. We're gonna be back if the song wants to play. You know, depending on what the switchboard gonna do, cause you know, I still gotta say get the fuck out of here to blow talk again for acting stupid. With this damn switchboard. Here we go. Each and every Friday. Some bullshit. For real. But anyway, Coast to Coast Convention. Let me give y'all the details. Like I said, log on to coastconvention.com. Log on to there. And you'll see all of the people that's going to be there. There's going to be BT. Lush Radio is going to be a part of it. Word Up DJs. South Promo. You know what I'm saying? Grind Time. Core DJs. Hip-hop.com. Downtown. I mean, it's going to be everybody and everybody at this event, man. So if y'all know, you better ask somebody. We definitely are going to be in the building, and you need to be in the building. Shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. Okay, before when we get D Real back on the line with us, I want to do my ghetto, feedback on this movie called Expendables. I don't know if you guys been checking out the movie theater lately, but you know they got a couple of movies on there. I didn't get to see Salt yet. You know, everybody was asking me what was Salt like. I didn't get to see it, even though I got a crush on Angelina Jolie. I think she's hot for a white chick. She's really hot. I guess the guys would agree with me. Angelina Jolie is very hot. And she's definitely a hot action hero when she does her movies. You know, we know her for Tomb Raider and Wanted and stuff like that. She's definitely hot. But I got to check that out. But right now, I'm going to tell y'all. I got to tell you that I was so engaged with this movie. I didn't take my eyes off it. I didn't even want to go to the bathroom. It was so hot, yo. I'm telling you, they came cannons. I mean, I don't, you know, promote violence, but I'm ex-military, and I do like guns, and I'm telling you, I don't know if they even sell these guns, man. The guns they was toting was like cannons. My man Terry Crews had this joint that just blew cats, like just dismembered people when he shot like one bullet out of the joint. The joint was crazy, man. Like, they had Arnold Schwarzenegger. They may have my man Dwarf on it. They had my man Steve Austin, Jet Li, the other dude that was from The Transporter. They got Arnold Schwarzenegger on it, Bruce Willis on it. Every action hero, Mickey Rourke, every action hero or anybody you've seen in an action movie was in this movie, man. This movie... Yo, and guess what? Guess who produced and directed this movie? Your man, Sylvester Stallone. This dude is old as hell. He older than my mother. Like, this dude's old, son. And he was whooping ass in the movie, yo. The movie was ridiculous, stupid. I'm talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger was in there. Steve, everybody was in this joint, man. It was a crazy movie, man. So y'all guys definitely need to check this movie out. It was retarded. I'm talking about action beyond action. You know what I mean? So you definitely need to check this out. It's called The Expendables, man. Jet Li was whooping ass. They had a little bit of comedy. And then at the same time, this is what they call an action movie. All these movies they had this past year, ain't nothing compared to what they got coming out of Expendables. If you like action movies like I do, you like, this was like a mix of the movie War and a mix of Rambo and Ninja Assassin all together. This movie was retarded, you know what I'm saying? So if you into action movies, you need to check this out. I give it like 10 toes up and 10 toes
and all that and 10 hands up and everything. If I had like 50 hands, I'd put them up. It's a hot movie. So I implore everybody to go see Expendables. It was a hot movie. And if they do got those guns on sale, where do they sell them at? Because I need one. Holla at me. But anyway, I don't promote violence. I do go to the lanes. Holla at your girl. Less, it's sexy. But anyway, we back in the building. D-Real, we got you back in the building, boo?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Okay. And we got a 917 in the building with us. What up, 917?
What up, 917 in the building?
What's up? Who this with the sexy voice?
Man, you better already start recognizing the number when I call.
Hold on. Is this my sexy Latina doing commercials, doing E2K on the spot, looking all tantalizing in the building? Is this my sister, my twin? What up?
This is your twin Caliente over here at the headquarters, man. I'm in Team Studios. You know how I do.
That's what it
Hello,
is.
Hello, Emma.
Hello, baby. How are you?
Guru saying hello. And I enjoyed your show last week. It was fantastic.
I enjoy having you through, man, and you're going hard on them Twitters and the photos, man.
Oh, yeah. I just put a photo up. Lush, thank you for that photo opportunity. Lush had the banging photos on deck, and we all took pictures, so I'm just proud right now. It's a proud moment for me to have y'all all on the line.
That's what's up. I feel the love. I feel the love. It feels like Valentine's Day almost. So I have to call in, show the family love. Shout out to D-Rel if he's still on the line.
Yeah, I'm here, yeah. Baby. How you doing?
You already know. You seen the photos?
I'm chilling. Lush is starting trouble.
She always starts trouble.
I don't never start trouble. I am so good. I don't know why you always blame me for everything. Oh, my God.
You know what, I just wanted to call today. I've had a stressful week. Today is Friday, and I'm like, wow, where can I go? Who can I call to actually release all the stress that I have in my mind? And I figured, why not to get the fuck out of here Friday? Let me call them. Get the fuck out of here for this horrible week that I've had. I just can't take it. I can't receive another phone call. Niggas, don't call me and tell me about your motherfucking problems till tomorrow. So get the fuck out of here. Ooh, I feel so good.
You're here first.
That was serious right there. How you feel when you do that? When you do that, how do you feel, Emma?
It's like a release. Like, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I want to, like, light one up right now. That's how, like, I release right now. That's how I feel right now.
Wow.
That's real talk. I love Emma. This is my twin. This is my sister. This is my partner, man. This is my Lush Radio partner, the whole fam, the whole squad. You know,
Whoa.
We all run together, you know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. The teamwork makes the dream work. You understand
love
what I'm saying?
Emma. We love you, Emma.
Thank you, and I feel the love, and I'm good now, and I aired it out, and I'm going to continue with the business here in Team Studios. You know, I'm in the official building, and that's it. Do what I do. I took a little break. I aired out, and I got to go back to business because we got to get them bills paid. So, Lush,
Don't forget to tell them about Saturday, Emma.
Oh, tomorrow. See, I'm like lost, but that's why, you know, you step in. Tomorrow, E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with Emma E2K. Look, I almost forgot my own name. Don't forget to check us out at Lush Radio, man. Tomorrow from 8 to 10, I have Tyreek, and I also have Triple Face. They're going to be in the building with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it like I do every week, trying to always be in the middle of a sandwich. And, I got the sexiness up in here, and we're going to do it big like we do every weekend. Don't forget that you can also check the sexy mommy on the Ustream. So, you know, we Ustream live, and we do what we do here, man, New York. That's how we're going to pop it off.
That's what it is.
Love you too, baby. Love you too. And you lucky. I'm going to let you off this weekend, but You know you better be up here following, all right? I'll catch you off the air, though. Love you. Have a great show. Bye-bye.
Emma came here to fight me, man. I love her, though.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my sister right there. But see, that's what I'm talking about. The teamwork makes the dream work. This is what I'm talking about. Have a strong team, man, because they definitely motivate me, man. But D-Real, you know, I was giving a little, you know, feedback on the Expendables, the movie. You know, it was a hot movie. You know, I think we lost you for a second, but we need that exclusive freestyle, man. We need that
let's do it, baby. You already know. Just let them know you hung up on me, but it's all good.
What? You know you got that Fisher Price phone over there, son, and it lost signal.
Wow. Oh, you're a blowaway, baby. Nah, but you know, let's
you
do
know
it.
Let's I love
you,
man.
You give me the cue.
You
give me the cue and let me know what it is.
That's what it is. It's time for the time that y'all want to hear. You got a Lush Radio exclusive coming straight from your boy D-Real live in the building, Lush Radio Online. New exclusive. Let's go, D-Real.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it. I'm coming in clear.
Yeah, you coming in clear, man.
Yo, hey yo, I rap for the love of it. Block been hugging it. I ain't got a wife, so I'm always with another bitch. Never cared what the drama bring. I bet his fan base is grown men that wear belly rings. See, I grind for that greatness. He get an F for his raps. Mine's on that A-list. And them chicks, shit, they got it bad. I'ma find Nicki, get a menage and make Drake mad. I'm thinking me, her, Stacey Dash. Maybe me, her, Pretty Cash, better at all, I'm bad. I was taught have fun with it. I was taught when they pass the baton, I better run with it. So it's on with the relay. I gotta holler at the DJ. The songs need the airplay. I'm talking mainstream internet. Tell the labels they could cut the check. D-Rail, I'm next. Still scream, check the resume. BT Hot 16 winner, nigga, 08. And I never let him force a hand. Shouts to 1017 Brick Squad, I fuck with Gucci Man. And your boy's on the come up. And I provide hands on any coward nigga try to run up.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
You already know what it is. It's your boy D-Real. He did his 1-2. You know what I'm saying? High 16. You know what I'm saying? BT winner. Walked the red carpet 2008. And the actor. Let's talk about that. How did you end up walking on the carpet on BET, you know what I'm saying, doing that whole movement, and then on top of that, being an actor. Tell us some of the, you know, some of the movies and different things that you was filmed, and talk to the people, man.
All right, definitely. Like I said earlier, I did a, on the come up, I did a Sega commercial, you know what I mean? I was a little young buck doing a little Sega commercial. It was like a little I think the Sega joints just came out, little Christmas joints, you know. Had to be undercover with it. Niggas was in school on there. Yo, you doing Sega commercials? Nah, not me on my Hollywood shit, of course. But from the Sega commercials, I landed a nice little movie called Fresh. I don't know if you ever seen that. What what's his name? I don't even know how do I forget this dude's name? A movie
the little dark skinned little boy. I remember that joint. That joint came on BET.
Right, that's my. I feel bad. I can't even get his name right now. So you know, but I did the movie Fresh, and I did Bonfire of Vanities with Bruce Willis. I did a joint called Carlito's Way with Al Pacino. You know, the list goes on. I modeled for Macy's, you know, for 2 years. I did a joint called Textbooks. You know what I mean? It was just basically like a math textbook thing throughout all the little elementary and junior high schools. So I made my rounds, Lush. I made my rounds. I also, building up to the BET thing, I actually was going to do it in 07, you know, due to the loss of my brother, R.P., my brother Keith Davis. I kind of couldn't enter the contest, you know, because I went through a little tragedy at that point. So 08 came around, just so happened I was watching BET, and I just seen it again. So it kind of seemed like they threw it to me this time, like it was for me already, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So practically, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but, you know, what you had to do is actually – you had to just give JD 16 balls on why he should let you come out to, you know, to the A and walk that red carpet. So, I mean, that's what I did. You know what I mean? I know I threw Janet up in there, you know. No disrespect. I mean, I know they broke up kind of after that. I hope that wasn't the cause, JD. I fuck with you, you heard. But, you know, I threw up, you know, I kept it 100 on why he should choose me. So, you know, I did my part. I think it was like about 20,000 people. Out the 20,000 went to the top 10, down to the top 5, and I took it home, baby.
That's what's up. We got a caller from the 862, live in the building. 862, what's popping with you? 862, where you calling from? What's your name?
This back to Guru, man. I had to switch my phone. I put on the other phone. I got the other cellie on. You already know, because my number one phone is on charge. So I just smooth came in on cell phone number two. You know how I do it. I need two cell phones to hang out with.
That's what it is,
man. So
right
now, here we go.
Guru, you got a question for
D-Rail? No, I just want to say I'm proud of him. I heard him say his Twitter, but I want to actually, since I'm on live on my laptop and all that, I want him to shout his Twitter out one more time so I can let the people know what we're doing right now, at this point, right now, live. Put your Twitter
definitely,
out.
Definitely. My Twitter is twitter.com/millionairerel. Million, okay. AIR RELL.
I got you, man. We gonna pump this thing up. We're gonna pump up the volume right now, man, because that's how we
pump
do.
Pump up the volume.
And that's what Lush want, and that's what we need. And this is what
that's
we do,
make
man.
It to the
family
two.
Of
hey,
Lush.
The only complaint I had, I ain't gonna front it, was a blessing, but, man, my limo driver wasn't on deck, you heard?
Bro, he said his limo driver wasn't on deck. I complained
to BT about that. I ain't getting no feedback.
Oh, wait a minute now. Can you just enlighten us on what we need to look out for when we get in limos?
You know, when that driver's supposed to be out there with that sign up with that name on there, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't there. You know, he came walking. I had to walk all the way to the garage, man, to the airport and all that. You
wow.
know,
hold up. Wait a minute.
You
know,
like,
with
name? Yes, son.
Wow. No, but you
wow.
know, just, at the end of the day, it was love, though. You know what I mean? It was love, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't
wow.
get to touch on the whole red carpet experience, man, but it was a blessing, you know. It was one of those that, you know, like I said before, Lush, I think I told you, it's like a lot of artists right now that sign that ain't walk a red carpet yet. You feel me?
That's right.
That's true.
It was definitely a blessing. I got to talk to the people. And shout out to Greg Street, V103 in Atlanta. I ain't going to front. You know, he showed me what I love on that red carpet, too.
Yeah, shout out to my man, Greg Street. He definitely does his one, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him and everything. Somebody need to give me that link, man, because I'm going to ATL, man. I need to holler at my G, for real. What up, Greg Street? You know what I'm saying? Let's radio on the building. You heard? I got this joint, I told you so. We're going to play this joint real quick, and we're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to get out of here Friday.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We're going to go into I Told You So. Featuring Eddie Elness, your boy D-Rail, and your man Siri, live in the building. Team Studios, what's up? We about to be back.
Pop, they treat it with a good lick. I'm still chasing Halle's Berry. Give it up a 60 dash. Once I throw the D up on her, she be shaking for the cash. Yeah, I got the super pole, baby girl, shake it fast. All I do is keep Gucci Louis is my money bag. Prada for my bed, she hold it up, I bet I smash. Girl, I'm on that Henny Duracell dick, bet I last. Girl, don't get me started, show it if you got it. That booty like a rider, great adventures, let me slide it. Yeah, I talk a good.
good one. That's your life, I get it done. How you tell your girlfriends, you got me up in heater one. But it's all good, girl. First time for everything, and why you do that dance?
Oh, come make it drip, drop, drop, girl. Pop, let it go. Put your back into it. Let me see a little show, cause I think that you're a cutie, and it's all cause of your booty. So just keep it moving, bring it to me. See, I wanna see it drop. Do you feel you hit the spot? Don't stop. Then we'll have a couple drinks on the ride. We can start off with the spades and a bottle of rosé. And baby, if it's okay, I'll hit you with that foreplay.
Oh, girl, keep shaking, cause I told.
Yo, this Van Speaks from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already heard that, man. Girl, keep checking, cause I told you so, yeah. Y'all, you know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, I told you so, featuring Eddie L. Ness and your boy Tariq and your boy D-Rail. Team Studios, what up? Live in the building, and you heard my man Vance Beef. He's a hot producer out of Germany. You know what I'm saying? Guten Tag. You know what I'm saying? We worldwide, baby. Let's go. Let's radio live. We got a new caller live in the building. New caller from the 347. What's goody, fam? Tell us where you calling from and what's your name.
What's good, Lush? It's Cut Castor, man. Act like you don't know who I am, man.
What up, Cut Castor? What's up with you, you pretty T-Fast mom? What's up?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just being incognito, always supporting what you're doing, checking in. I'm not trying to come up off your come up. I'm just supporting you. That's all, man. I want you to think that.
Hey, ain't nobody saying you coming up on the come up, you pretty T-Fast. You know what I'm saying? We laughing. You know what I'm saying? And would you able to check that out about, did you hear that song with D-Real? What you think about
it? Yeah, the joint splash. And what's the other joint? Love You Ladies, something like that.
One night.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. One Night and Splash. Yo, first I like to say, yo, I love what he's doing, man. Because I remember I said a while back in the radio show that yeah, a lot of people can rap, but they don't know how to make songs. It's hard for them to do that. And
wow,
what you know how to do that?
Get out the gym,
like,
brother. I be talking about Lush. He couldn't have said it no better than that.
Yeah, and once you do that, they label you as a oh, you may sound southern, but what really is going on is that that's his style. And a lot of people in New York sound so much alike that they don't have no style. So they live with his southern. But I love what he's doing. Like, he's making music. The same thing I do. Like, all I do is make music. So when I hear it, it's like, yo, I feel that, man. Like, I want to put him in a box and say it's for this type of genre or this type of genre. Nah, that joint could be in any genre I want to be at because he's making music. So...
Mm.
I like what he's doing.
Motherfucker. You pretty cheap ass motherfucker. You.
That's just crazy. Yo, Lush, he couldn't say that no better, Lush, for real, man, because, like I said, music is music, man. Once you stamp yourself, it's over. You know, it's over. You got to be able to make music, and that's it, man. Like I said, I don't even want to touch nothing after that, man. He summed that all up for me right there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he said, I want to.
I think the whole thing what you're doing I like so much because he don't sound like nobody else. So he will have his own lane. He can only compete with himself. And he'll set the bar so high where labels will want somebody to sound like him. So they could try to create some competition, but you can't be out the original. So that's why I hear it. Like, I hear what he's doing. And I like it.
Wow. You just sound so good right now, you pretty teeth ass motherfucker.
Yo, stop playing with me.
Wow. Wow. See how Lush me start trouble?
Yeah, man. She starts too much trouble, man.
Yo. That's what I do right there, Kaka.
Yeah, that's my Pisonista, man. Me and her too cool, man. You can't break us apart, man. Too cool.
For real. That's what I do right there.
Hold on.
I wanna see what Guru and Bugsy think about I Told You So. What y'all think about that? Guru, Bugsy.
Who going first?
Bugsy.
Go ahead, Bugsy. Guru. You. Let's get it, Lush.
What you think about the song before I fight you through this phone, son?
I mean, yeah, you know, he's definitely bringing his A game, man. He's definitely bringing, you know, hot tracks to the table this week, man. You know, I take my hat off and salute the man on everything he's doing out here.
That's what's up. And, Guru, what you feel about that?
That's one of them joints I'll probably say, you know, to the girls that's listening, if I'm with them, I'm like, yo, I know who that is. It got a mean little hook. You know, I'll probably brag on, you know, I'll probably brag because it got a catchy hook. So, you know, if the girl's saying, I'm like, I know who that is. That's my man. You know. You know, that might get you stuck.
Oh, word up. Let's get the H got a lot of room in the back.
I'm just keeping it real. It's a catchy little joint. And if the girl is feeling if I see her bouncing in the seat next to me, I'll be like, yo, I know that dude, right? You know I know him, right?
That's cool.
If you gotta do it sometimes. Sometimes you do gotta name drop. You know.
Hey,
drop a name and get shot. Whatever.
Sometimes you wanna move. Yes. That joint. Girl, keep checking because I told you so.
I'm gonna sing it to her. That'll get me some for sure.
Hey.
Who you playing with?
Oh.
Yo, we got another caller from the 646-646. Tell us your name and where you calling from. We live with your boy D-Rail. What up?
This is D-Block 209. D calling from Hunts Point. I'm showing the homie love and shit, you know.
D-Block, what it do?
Yo, this is D-Block 209. Okay, he's supporting the show, Lush. That's D-Block 209. Me and you
just
spoke on him.
Right now I'm at work, but you know I'm up here. I'm following.
But we got D-Real right now, man. He's really making moves right now, sounding real good on these songs, man. So,
yes, sir. I got a CD.
Oh, damn! You say he got a CD? Hey, I'm impressed.
I'm gonna say he got a CD. My man, what the hell is this? Were you in the listening session, my G?
Yeah, he came to the listening session. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I got a few CDs I'm letting the people here, people I run into.
Well, that's what's up,
right?
Yeah, well, we appreciate the kind of support we need out here, man. And he came through. He's a big supporter of Lush Radio. He said he's at work right now, but he took the time out. He knew we was on. He made it his business to call in. If you're on break, you're on break. Just don't get busted, man.
Hey, I'm good though. You know, I was just calling right,
hey.
You know, show some love.
That's what's up, D. We appreciate you, fam.
All right, but I gotta get back to work. You know, I gotta get back to work.
AD, put your Twitter out there real quick, fam, before you go.
D block 209.
That's what's up, man. Definitely shout out to D, man. Definitely follow him on the Twitter. That's what it is, man. Oh, real quick to let everybody know, I am looking for DJs to hold it down on Tuesdays. We're going to have Mixed Tuesday. We're going to start off with DJ Truth. We're looking for independent DJs that's coming up in the ranks that want to get their mixes heard, that definitely want to, you know, push their things to the next level. Y'all want to join Lush Radio DJs, get your slot, get your time. Hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Send me your hottest mix. You know what I mean? And we're also looking for people that definitely want to host their own show on Lush Radio Online. If you think you got what it is, you think you got the business, you think you can hold it down like I hold it down, or Guru, or the fam, you need to holler at me. CEO Lush Radio Online @gmail.com. Host your own show. on Lush Radio Online. So back to the building with my man D-Rail. D-Rail.
Yes, yes.
D-Rail makes you want to feel all gushy, gushy. Slash,
hey. Hey, Lush. You know when I get back, you know what I'm saying, in front of that good computer and all that, I got to go on that Twitter and see if you put some pictures up where you was harassing me.
Oh, I was not harassing D-Rail. D-Rail was, but anyway, back to the conversation again.
Wow.
Yo, but shout out to everybody that definitely stay tuned to Lush Radio Online. Make sure you support D-Rail. D-Rail, man, what are some of the things that you do to give back to the community out there, you know?
Honestly, I do it all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my man Joel Santana, you know, he throw a lot of joints over here in the battlegrounds on 153rd and all that, and in Amsterdam. And a lot of times I go out there and I just, you know, straight up and down. I mean, as long as they drinking with caution, I go in the liquor store and I go hard and I pass it out. You feel me? Like, I go in. I'm talking about bottles and pass them around, real talk.
Are you talking about bottles of liquor?
That's how I support the hood. You did? Hey, Lush.
Hey, yo. I ain't dealing with you, D-Real. I'm done.
Hey, Lush.
I'm
going to
hang up the phone. I'm done.
Hey, Lush, it's real talk, though. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit here and be phony about it, you know what I mean, and start trying to make up stories. Come to the hood, you're going to know your realm is here. Oh, drinks on decky. Let's go.
So I'm saying, so next time when I'm in the studio, or next time I see you, right, I expect to have a bottle then, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
If that's your request, I'm a man of my word, baby.
I'm saying, can I have my you know what I'm saying, my Red Berry Ciroc? That's all I'm saying. We're good. Can we do that?
You know, we live on air, so you already know I'm a man of my word. You just make sure you're going to drink the whole bottle with me.
Hey, no, that's my bottle, son. You get your own bottle, son. What are you talking about? We don't do that, baby. I can't get none of that. But you need to find me a ticket so we can do this splash. Get this money.
Nah, definitely. But real talk, though, for real, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm from Harlem, and, like, sometimes L's do the whole thing in the park on 53rd in Amsterdam, and I got the 55th in St. Nick Park up here, too. We just go out there and show love, food, and all that, you know? So, you know, on another note, we do some good, you know what I mean? But that good alcohol is good to certain people, too. I think honestly, I don't like to use the terminology as, like, bums, but, yo, I fucks with them, B. They fuck with me. I come down the block, they be like, oh, here come Rel. You know what I mean? I fuck with them. Go in there, get them that yak. They be good.
Hold on.
Hey, Lush, keep up with us, baby. It's Friday night.
Hey, yo, it's Friday night, man, and we wilding out. Let's get the fuck out of here Fridays, and we going in. Yo, Rel, tell us, you know what I'm saying, some of the people that you feel like you want to work with later on in the future, and tell us what you see yourself doing in the near 5 years, man. What's up?
Honestly, within the next 5 years, I definitely see me sitting at the top. You know, no questions about it. As far as working with people, I want to work with everybody, man. I'm going to be real with you. I don't label nobody. I want to, everybody that got that drive that's doing them, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I want to collab. I want to just get this music done, man. I want to support everybody that's going to support D-Rail, bottom line. You feel me? I don't have no mainstream names, rather. You know what I mean? I respect all. Undersigned, signed, let's get it in. You feel me?
Definitely. That's what's up, man. Yo, we got to pay the bills, man. I got to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to be right back. And we're going to wrap it up with your man, D-Rail, man. You already know what it is, man. I love you, D-Rail. You know what I'm saying?
Love you too, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Take this money. You going to do my podcast and take this money? What else?
Long you take it back.
Let's
hey, look, and I know you got to pay the bills, but you just now see how I said right back at you, baby.
Man, get your mixing and mastering on, getting your recording on, man, and you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios
at 752 East 137th Street between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TeamENT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got rooms to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the
Wrong. Coast to Coast Convention 2010, bridging the gap between the streets and the new music industry for independent artists and producers.
Yo, this is Kim from France and Paris. I want to shout out the Lush Radio. C'est Clément qui vient de France, de Paris, et je viens faire un gros big up pour la radio de Lush. Blah!
That's what it is. Comment t'appelles-tu? Comment ça va? Ça va bien. Merci beaucoup, Clément. That's what it is, man. We in France, we in Germany, all over the place. Lush Radio, we international, baby. You know what I'm saying? Coast to Coast, DJ's Convention, Team Studios, let's go. We back in the building with your man, D-Rail.
Yeah.
Monsieur. Comment t'appelles-tu, monsieur?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, baby.
Wow. Hey, yo, you know what, though? Let's real talk, though, man, baby. I got to really say thank you. I appreciate it. I know we having fun, and you got to have fun at, you know, where you're working and all that. You know, it makes time fly. But I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate the love, man, because you ain't have to do this. You feel me?
Yo, we appreciate you. We love you. We salute you. And I know you got to go because you a busy man and you got to do your thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to pop a bottle for me tonight, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to let you know about that one night tomorrow, you heard?
You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know, man. I'm starting to think about some things with that one night. So, but anyway,
for real, like I said, I appreciate it all. And I just want to say one thing before I get up out of here, man. For every million that say you can't do it, there's a million that say you can. You know what I'm saying? And real talk, man, support leads to success, man. I say that over and over again, whether it's Twitter, wherever I'm at. Like, support leads to success, man. If we can support each other, we all can see that dream. You feel me?
That's what it is. And you know what? You can't leave out, but without saying, you know, you'll get the fuck out of here. You know, basically goes like this. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, walking around, they pants sagging. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just open market for somebody to snag their ass. No homo. But I think that they're crazy. Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Go. That's your turn.
Yo. I'm gonna just keep it like this, you know what I mean? I know I'm from New York, I rep Harlem, but at the end of the day, I make music, man. So everybody saying the motherfucking nigga sounding like he a southern nigga and all that, man, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, D-Real, I love you, I salute you, I wish the best in everything that you want in life. And you know what I'm saying? We love you, this is your home, you know what I'm saying? Come whenever you feel like it. It is what it is, famo, and I need my drives before I knock you the fuck out.
I got you, baby. I got you. You already know love is love. And, you know, shout out to the whole family that's been online showing all the support and all that. You know what I mean? I appreciate all y'all, for real, for real.
Yeah, I just followed you on Twitter.
Definitely.
Just followed you on Twitter. Follow me back, man. It's Guru.
Got you. You already know. I got you. I'm on it. Go get this to Rock Coco. Love you. Let's radio all day. You heard?
That's what it is. Salute. Love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
That's what it is. D-Rail was just live with us on Lush Radio Online, man, digging in the scene on the gangster lane. And I'm live with my two kings, Bugsy Bugs. You know, he always got something going on in the mix in Boston. And then I got my man, Future Guru. Hey, guys, y'all got any updates to give the people out there? Guru, you got any updates for the people?
Oh, for sure. You better look out, man, because this is going down. I'm actually kind of hyped right now. I'm actually going back and forth with one of your people's she's a friend of the show, me and ex. We sitting here talking about what she cooking tonight. Some
shout out to my sister.
Yeah, shout out to Mia X, man. She's a very real lady. She's a very real individual. She supports a hard body. But other than that, I mean, I just got to say, man, we doing some big things over here with Lush Radio. We want y'all to pay attention to how we got this promo going down. If you really want some photo shoots, Lush is going to be in the NYC. She's going to really put the photo game down for y'all. It's going to be what's all about what you want. Like, we can do the photo shoots. That's for the artists. That's for the models, the young ladies that's interested. Just keep us in mind. We know y'all need y'all photo shoots done. We know y'all need y'all photo shoots done, so we're going to wait on y'all. That's the update I got, that Lush Radio Online will take these photos, and they will be official. Just go to the twit pics right now that she's putting up. She takes beautiful pictures. She's on point. The resume is solid. So just keep watching our movement, man. We really trying to make this official for y'all. Like, and when we don't have, like we discussed earlier, people don't have direction. I mean, get some direction right here. We going in the right direction. We just want y'all to just follow, just come along. While we trying to help ourselves, we trying to help you too. Don't get it twisted. So, I mean, that's my
well, don't, and,
Team
and
Entertainment 1.
And you know,
be
on the same level and don't be scared. We'll groom you into a perfect leader. You got to be a follower first before you become a leader.
You
got to learn
like
from a great leader. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll groom you into an excellent leader. Then we'll let you walk on your own, man. You know what I'm saying?
I go to bat for the team, man. I go to bat for the team, and I support Lush hard body 110%, and my foot is on the gas pedal. That's why I'm telling y'all about these photo shoots right now, because I'm involved. I mean, and if you want to do something great, if you're an artist, if this is your chance to be great, man. Come with the winners. Stick with the winners, man. I know y'all looking around and see a bunch of losers, but it's okay. It's winners over here. It's winners over here, man. That's
all I do is win, 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 no matter what. I'm a win, win, win.
We're going to win.
Yo, Bugsy, you got any updates, Bugsy?
Pretty much. Tomorrow, man, you know, like I said, having a party for little men and shit, you know, gonna just go bugged out on that one. Make sure you have a great time tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's one of the year. So, you know, we gotta make sure that's popping, man. For everybody out there getting ready to do their thing this weekend, man, you know, be safe, buckle up, you know, don't drink and drive, man, you know, get home safe, man.
That's what it is. I think Bugsy be trying to put on a sexy voice for the ladies. I think that's for the ladies out there. Ladies, I think Bugsy be trying to put on a sexy voice for y'all. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's Bugsy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? For the ladies. I love Bugsy, man. That's my dude right there. I love him, man. He be representing us hard from Boston, yo. And when I come to Boston, I'm buying bottles, and we going to pop them. It's on and popping, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. Shout out to my boy Bugsy. And we got definitely shout outs to all my Lush Girls International. My girl Jane Lewin. She be representing us hard body in Canada. Yeah, hey, we got the Canadians out there. Shout out to my girls out there, Leah, you know, the sexy Spanish mommies, her and her friend, live on the street, Lush Radio Online. We got the girls in the midst. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of ladies, man, rocking it out for us. Shout out to my girl, Mary Kay Diva, came through to the studio live. She copped her shirt. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you know what I'm saying? Only $25. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on, you know what I'm saying, the shirt. Buy one a day. You know what I'm saying? You need that hot website done. You know what I'm saying? Y'all models, y'all really need to push it to the limit. Ain't nobody checking you out. Holla at my man, Goo. We get the website cracking for you with the shirt. Let's go, baby. You know what I'm saying? On top of that, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, we got the photo shoots going on. Don't forget, we had our team down at IDJ Awards. You know, they gave us the heads up, so you're going to have some footage of that situation. Shout out to DJ Red Alert for giving us a drop and the Oh My God girls out there. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the kiddies out there that showed us mad love. And also, we going, you know what I'm saying? I might be down in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Hold tight on that. But, you know, we are the media sponsors for the 2010 second annual Coast to Coast DJs convention going down in Miami, 27th to the 29th. You need to be there. You need more information. You need to hit me up at CEO Lush Radio
online at gmail.com, and you'll get all the information you need. You know what I'm saying? So, and we definitely rock with Coastal. Shout out to my man Lil Fat. Shout out to Nick, all of them, the whole squad up. You already know what it is. Shout out to the whole DMV fam. Shout out to Special Ed. Shout out to Chubb Rock. Shout out to Busy B, the Chief Rocker. Shout out to the Hood Punishers. Shout out to Microphone Bully each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock. Shout out to Kiki. Shout out to my Cuzzo from Brooklyn, East New York, Rockaway Avenue. Rosie, the whole squad. Love you, fam. Grandma, what up? Love my daughter, Natalia. Everybody out there, enjoy your summer, man. Play it safe, man, because people's dying out here. People's dying in car accidents and stuff like that, man. Don't be crazy on the road. And on top of that, if you feel tired, man, and you got to take a long trip, man, don't take the risk of falling asleep. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Steve. My man was sleepy, you know what I'm saying, fell asleep on the road and died, man. Don't do that, man. Make sure you take a nap or something, man, before you go out there, man. And on top of that, don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing. Look at Lush Radio. It started with an idea, and now look where it is, man, and we still moving. You know what I'm saying? You can kill the man, but you can't kill an idea, you know? And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you need to stop being a chief and you need to be an Indian. Learn to be an Indian first, then step up to being a chief. Because really, if you didn't learn the lesson as an Indian, how are you going to be a strong chief to lead others? You know what I'm saying? So understand that. We learn from the best. And a lot of y'all cats is just hypocrites, copycats, and fake ones. But all bless you, and I will pray for you. Keep doing what you do, because it's Lush Radio Online, and you can't do what we do, boo-boo.
Whoa. Don't hurt us. Damn.
Yo, we live in the building. I'm going in. One dude I'm very proud of is your boy, B.O.B., man. My man works so hard. He got the Airplanes joint with my girl from Paramore, the lead singer. And he got Eminem on his joint, man. It's called Airplanes. He's telling y'all he going in there. He's telling y'all how, like, he went through the struggles. People wasn't even playing his songs. People was faking on him. But he kept going in. He never stopped. And look at him. He's on, the top charts right now. How many stations you listening to and everywhere y'all listen to B.O.B., man? Come on. Y'all heard him from everywhere. Where we go, haters everywhere we go, is going down for the pound. And now my man got the Airplanes. My man got the joints, man. He got the winners. D-Rail, I salute him. Hardworking guy. Shout out to Team Studio. Shout out to my girl Emma E2K. She got the jingles going on. If you're a hot artist and you want to get 2 tickets to see my man Cedric the Entertainer, you need to submit your music to E2K on the spot at gmail.com. 30-second jingle. And if you're the 1,000th follower for Emma, you're going to get 2 tickets again to see Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, just to let y'all know, I saw Godfrey, your man from Fat Girls, and your man from Soul Plane. You know that man was messing with the mushrooms. He was like, this is for the itching. You know what I'm saying? I am gay, man. You know, that dude right there. I ran into him, and we took a picture together, man. You can see it on my Facebook. You know, we've been going there since we've been in New York, and we keep winning, and we can't stop. So I'm going to play this joint Airplanes, and we're going to be out in a second. But, you know, we got to tell a couple people to get the fuck out of here. Go ahead, Bugsy. Tell them why they need to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man, you know, I was out strolling today, you know, enjoying the weather after work. I seen some people who ain't got no dress etiquette out here, man. They just throwing any old thing together, and it's looking real ridiculous. I wanted to tweet a couple joints and get some opinions, man, but I figured I'd be nice today. Before y'all people who don't know how to get y'all colors and y'all shit together, man, let's get the fuck out of here, get all white or all black, man, and stop fucking up people's eyesight out here.
Ah, he went in. Guru, get him.
Yeah, my get the fuck out of here is for all those who don't know what time it is. All you got to do is just try to help somebody there. If you ain't trying to help somebody and you a crab in the barrel, get the fuck out of here. Don't be a crab in the barrel, man. Help somebody, man. Help somebody today. Don't wait. Don't wait for your mama to help nobody. Don't wait for your daddy to set the example. You set the example. If you can't set the example, get the fuck out of here.
And definitely on top of that, man, mine's a kind of a little funny. Get the fuck out of here. My joint is like, I'm tired of seeing y'all guys wearing these tight muscle shirts. You know you fat, dog. You know you got man titties, and I see them. You know you need a size B bra on, sports bra, dog, and you wearing this tight shirt. Like, I don't want to see your titties like you getting milk out of them. If I see a man again that is fat with some tight shirts on with man titties, y'all need to get the fuck out of here. That is not a tight chest. That's breastises, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, dog. Get the fuck out of here. With your man titties and your breastises. Who is you feeling? You want somebody to suck on your nipples? What is you doing over there? Man titties. No homo. Pause. But, we live in the building, man. If you're not listening to Lush Radio Online, if you're not archiving it, if you're not blogging it, if you're not giving your comments about it, and if you don't take any kind of education or learn new things each and every day through the shows, then I don't know what the fuck you're listening to. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, if you're not following the crew, get the fuck out of here. If your team ain't strong and you got the nerve to open your mouth and talk about somebody else's team or talk about somebody else's business etiquette, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself and get your shit together and get the fuck out of here, pimpin'. You know what I mean? And you ain't coming up on my come up, pimpin', unless I like you. Do I like you? I don't.
Stop trying
to get the fuck out of here.
Stop trying that. Don't try that no more.
You know what I'm saying? We love you, man. Salute. You know what I'm saying? And I love everybody. Make sure you check out Expendables. It's a hot movie. My man Sylvester Stallone did a great job producing that joint. My man Terry Crews, Jet Li's in that joint. It's a hot movie. Check it out. Make sure you be at the Coast to Coast Convention, 27th to the 29th. I'm going to be flying out to ATL on Sunday, so anybody that's in ATL, get at me. Make sure you tweet me. I'm there in the building. I love all of y'all. Salute all of y'all. And somebody make me a sweet potato pie, because I like that. So sweet, so sweet. We getting out of here, son. Airplanes, B.O.B., I love y'all, man. Make sure you check out Bugsy. Make sure you check out Future Guru, Future Guru 100. Twitter, and Bugsy, give them your Twitter, Bugsy.
All right, the Twitter is Bugsy underscore RIP underscore Stack. You know, as always, rest in peace to Stack Bundles, man. Good dude.
That's my boy, yeah. Bugsy. Once Bugsy, you know what I'm saying, get anything he want, I might give Bugsy a shot. He's about to rep Boston, man. What's up, man?
Oh,
airplane. Airplanes, B.O.B., man. What you doing, baby? We out. We are the people's voice.
Yeah.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
It's 98, like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray,
yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the A. Hoping for a record deal to ignore my pain, yeah. Now let's pretend like I'm on the stage,
yeah.
And when my beat drops, everybody goes insane, okay. And everybody know my name, and everywhere I go, people wanna hear me sing. Oh yeah, and I just dropped my new album. On the first week, I did 500,000. Gold in the spring, and diamond in the fall,
okay.
And then a world tour just to top it all off. And let's pretend like they call me the greatest,
yeah.
Selling out arenas with big stages. And everybody love me and no one ever hated. Try to use imagination.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
This never happened,
yeah.
Like I never had dreams of being a rapper, like I didn't write.
write raps up in all of my classes. Like I never used to run away into the blackness. Now, let's pretend like it was all good. Like I didn't live staring in the notebook. Like I did the things that I probably knew I should. But I ain't